that leather strap, you know, that that rein, they called it, you know, in his hand.
Okay. What do you do to the horse again to get moving?
Get up.
How about to get him to stop?
Whoa.
Whoa. Works better than brakes, I guess.
Yeah.
Was there a call that you used to call pigs? Say at feeding time? You ever hear call anything to them?
Yeah, I think some people did, but I never did, but I can't remember. Suey?
Is that what it was?
Suey? I can't remember. I just really can't remember what you... Because they were always... The pigs was always kept in pens, you know. You didn't have to call them up. Yeah. We didn't. I was.
Yeah. How about for chickens? Say if you're out in the yard.
Well, you say chick, 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 chick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What did your dad used to do when getting the horses ready to go out to the plow or the mules?
Well, he would have to harness them up. Put the harnesses on.
Is that that big?
The collar and the harness and put the bracing bit. They use the bracing bit all the time.
Yeah.
For anything that they used them for, to ride or to pull the wagon or to plow or anything that they used the horse or the mule.
Yeah.
They used that thing. And it always seemed cruel to me because that was just a metal thing going through their mouth.
Yeah. I wouldn't guess it hurt them too much. You know.
No, evidently it didn't because it didn't.
Okay, what is it that they would use? Say if your father was riding this horse, what were those things that he held in his hand to control him?
Bridle.
The bridle?
The bridle is what you slip on, you know, and then hold this, to take these reins.
Oh, the reins?
Yeah, I guess you would still call them the reins.
Okay.
But the bridle is what they usually used when they rode them. That was the only time you used a bridle is when you rode them.
What is it that he put his feet into?
Stirrups.
In stirrups?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I rode a horse one time for about 30 seconds.
You don't like horseback riding?
Well, I don't know how to ride. I rode my sister's horse once and asked her how to get it to go a little bit faster, and it went too fast. I was in the air and on the ground. Long story.
I don't like it either. I don't like to ride.
Did your father have a name or word for, say, the horse on the left and one on the right? That you can remember?
Ever, I sure can't.
You recall when the lead horse or anything?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so, because we just didn't have that many, you know. I just assume there is a name for those, when you have a lot of horses, mules, and things like that. But well, you just have a couple, you know. I guess you, I don't recall having ever heard him, you know.
All right, what do you call the trenches that you cut with a plow? Is there a name for those?
Rows.
Oh, rows?
Uh-huh.
You hear anybody call them anything else?
Rows and the...
Furs.
Wow. Well, now, the rows up here and the fur is down here where the trench is.
The
rows up high and then down the down here is the fur.
Okay, great. Come in. Okay, was there a name for like the second cutting of say clover or grass?